Well, thanks be to God. Somebody yelled out when they said the Air Force Academy. Somebody goes, speech, speech. I'll try to oblige. What a beautiful day today. What a beautiful day to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful day to be free. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to speak today. As a former officer of the United States Air Force, I hold deeply and dearly the freedoms that we have as citizens. Freedoms that are not manifest in every country or to every people. They are freedoms hard fought and worth the ultimate sacrifice paid by so many. We are gathered here exercising our inalienable, that is our God-given right, to assembly. Through our prayer and trust in the Lord, we are also here exercising the free exercise of our religion. It is our faith that calls us to engage in the public square with truth and love, with service to the poor and marginalized, with a voice to those who have no voice of their own, and with justice for all. You know, around the world, the church exists to serve humanity and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. In some countries, this comes with great persecution and the threat of imprisonment or death. Today, we who are gathered here stand with our brothers and sisters who suffer so greatly around the globe. Within our own country, in the past, we've often faced discrimination and great personal sacrifice on the part of many. In our own city, Catholics were persecuted and killed on the Bloody Monday riots on August the 6th, 1855, when 22 lost their lives and scores were injured. We have come a long way. In the midst of persecution, however, the church remains faithful. In fact, in many places, the persecuted church thrives because of the sacrifice of love, which is not theoretical. It is real. We must live what we believe. As St. Paul says, "What was gain for me, I have counted loss for Christ." In persecution, we come to embrace more fully the cross of Jesus Christ. Our country, however, was built on the hope of freedom from persecution, on the hope of religious liberty. The God-given right to live our faith, not simply for an hour on Sunday, but at all times and in all places, according to the dictates of each of our own consciences. Those of us gathered here are aware that the Health and Human Services mandate forces Catholic institutions to betray the teachings of the Church. It forces them to not follow their conscience. More than that, and more narrowly than ever before, it redefines what a religious employer is. John Garvey, who is the president of the Catholic University of America, wrote recently in the Washington Post, "It defines that term, religious employer, to mean an organization that exists to inculcate religious values, that is exempt from filing a tax return, and that primarily employs and serves people who share its religious tenets." Most of our Catholic hospitals, Catholic charities, and Catholic universities are excluded from that definition. It is remarkably narrow. This is a real threat to our religious liberty, not just for Catholics, but for all who seek to freely practice their faith, whatever it may be. It is an intrusion on the part of the government in defining what it means to be Catholic. Now, this is a complex issue, and we must become informed, but we must also act. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." We must act. As Edmund Burke said, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." We must act. The church has even taught that despair, indifference, and omission are sins. We must act. As we prepare for the fortnight of freedom, we place our hope in the Lord instead of despair. We speak the truth in love instead of indifference, and we act on behalf of Christ and the church instead of omission. Whether we are successful at defending religious liberty at this moment in history or not, and I hope and pray to God that we are. But if we are not, our confidence is still in God's providence. The good news of Jesus Christ will continue to be proclaimed, and the kingdom of God will advance in love and service to the world. Brothers and sisters, even the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Amen.
Thank you, and may God bless us, and may freedom ring.